On this day, June 2250, an ancient roadway close to Stonehenge that closed on this day in 2013 is uncovered.
Well, this is very exciting. I've just arrived via Transmet with the rest of the GeoFizz team, and just in time for an amazing discovery. Michael, you've been very busy using some ancient methods of archaeology, I believe.
Yes, Tony Weaver. Been busy using these things called eye spades, sometimes referred to in the interwebinary as shuffles. Now, they're an ancient tool, and very few of them about these days, but we've had some replicas transwarped over from the Museum of Ancient Tools in Tesco-on-Thames.
Which would have been called Landon back in 2013?
I suppose it would, yes. Anyway, we followed some of the ancient texts that came with the tools. Professor at gravyfun.com fortunately was able to translate the old Argosian hieroglyphs and set to work. Now, we knew that somewhere near the Disneyhenge theme park, there was something that used to be referred to as a Road.
Oh, which may have been some kind of shrine for the Bottleneck tribe, which would gather here every summer for the annual Tom Tom Festival.
Absolutely. We think the artifacts we've uncovered so far in this trench give us a nice look at what life might have been like back in 2013. This must have been a site of great pilgrimage and feasting. There's this 21st century mattress, perfectly preserved in the sludge at the side of the trench. And these ancient fragments of food containers, and we think this plastic goblet might have belonged to a member of one of the governing clans, the MacDonalds. See his name is engraved there on the side.
Oh, yeah. Pepsi Maximus, perhaps?
Possibly. And, of course, the Great Book of Faces archive, they show images depicting the Bottleneck tribe enjoying their festival, tucking into their happy banquets. The tribe would arrive from early dawn, a great procession of metal carriages stretching as far as the eye could see, nose to tail. And you know what? They'd stay there for days.
Oh, it must have been glorious.